7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
Well, look at the clock. It's 19:30 UTC, and you know what time that is? It's time for the Dubious Goals Committee, starring me. My name is Tobe. Where am I? I'm getting out of my car. Let's see if it will lock today. Yes, it locked. Hooray. I am now walking through the parking lot of my grocery store. I need to get some food. I've already been out today. I was out earlier this morning looking for mushrooms, and I found a bunch of gyromita, but I did not find any esculenta. So I went home, and then I realized, oh, I got no food, so it's time to go to the store. Magic door, open! What a lovely vestibule. All right, let's grab one of my little red baskets here. And let's find our food. What do we need? Well, we need waffles. So let's just cut through here and make our way into the area that hums at 60 hertz. Or a harmonic thereof. Maybe you can hear it. Gonna grab my box of waffles, gonna put it in the basket. Gonna walk across the aisle, gonna grab some sausages. Sausages go in the basket too. All right, let's walk into the out of the 60 hertz area and into the danger zone. What's the danger zone, you might be asking? The danger zone is where the donuts are. Now I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, if this is so dangerous for you, why are you even going into that area? Well, because I think I am in fact going to buy some donuts today. Because I like donuts. I can see the donut case from here, from the side. I can't see what's in it. Here we go. Dun dun dun. They have two of my donuts. So two of my donuts we are going to buy. Alright, so I've got two donuts. Two cake donuts with white icing. One has sprinkles on it. One does not. And I'm also over here by the chicken, so I'm going to grab two cans of chicken. And I gotta get some two packets of my rice mix, rice and pasta combo mix. Okay, better go down to the tea aisle here, grab me a box of tea, and might as well walk down here. I'm in the wrong store for the peach mango Kool-Aid, but I'm gonna check the Kool-Aid just in case. No, they do not have it. Alright, let's see. Oh yes, I want to get some macaroni and cheese. I'm not supposed to eat macaroni and cheese, but you know those tiny little single serving cups they have for little kids? Well, it turns out that's just the right amount. Here it is, right here. So we get four of these. This small amount of macaroni and cheese is just enough to lock my guts up when I need to have my guts locked up. So basically, I sometimes eat macaroni and cheese strategically. So that's why I have to get it. Now, what else do I want? Are these... Oh, I thought I was walking by the Strike Anywhere matches, but it was just toothpicks. Oh well, I love Strike Anywhere matches. What else do I need to get? Dun dun dun. Do I need some chips? No. Do I need some bread? No. Uh-oh. Candy aisle. And I am out of candy. Let's see if they have any candy that I want. Ooh, here's a big bag of Swedish fish. They are yummy, but they are pure corn syrup. Oh, look at all this yummy candy. Well, this is kind of strange. None of this candy is speaking to me. Are they just not talking loud enough? Can I not hear them over my own talking? You know what? I think we're just going to leave this aisle. I don't want any candy today. You know what's funny is in about 9 hours, I'm going to be dying for candy, and I'm going to be kicking myself in the butt, asking myself, why have I not purchased any candy? Oh, chips. You know, I was thinking about getting some Fritos, but I think I'm going to pass at this point, just because, what did I want the Fritos for? Oh yeah, to eat with some sandwiches, but I don't have sandwich stuff right now, so I gotta find something to eat for lunch, too. What am I going to do? I do not know. Wow. Well, I've walked back into the 60 hertz aisle, 'cause I'm looking for frozen potatoes. You know, it's really weird. Last night I had a super strange craving for some, like, fingerling potatoes sautéed in butter and a little parsley or something. How did I have this craving? I don't know. It's just too weird for me to even think about. I mean, I haven't had potatoes like that since I don't remember. Like, when I was a little kid. Why am I hungry for bland tomatoes or potatoes? I do not know. Alright, let's go into the meat department and see if there's anything that I might want to eat. Oh, I see lots of stuff, but how much do I feel like cooking today? I don't know. Do I want to cook? Do I want to just take the easy way out? I do not know. There's some decent looking ham, but you know what? I think I'm going to go a different direction than today. I hate to do it, but it might be the smartest idea. Well, for today anyway. I don't often do this, but I think we might have to go with some frozen entrees. So once again, I'm back in the frozen food aisle, and here's a bunch of pies that I don't want to eat. So instead, I'm going to get one of these roasted turkey breast and stuffing by the same people who make my pot pies that I like to eat, that I shouldn't eat, but I eat them anyway. Yeah, I'm singing in a modal style just because I love listening to this Shruti, this 60 hertz beautiful hum that I can sing to. It's infecting my brain. Now, you're probably wondering, yeah, but what mode are you singing in? I'm singing in my favorite mode, Mixolydian mode. It's basically a major scale with a flattened seventh. Oh, alright, what else do I want? Oh, and there's ice cream, and there's ice cream novelties. I need to stay away from that. Oh, and I see too many things that I want that I should not eat. Young. And then there's all the frozen pizza that I need to stay away from. And little frozen hamburgers that I need to stay away from. All these things that I should not eat. Little pizza rolls, which I want to eat them. But that does not mean that I should eat them. Alright, so where are we at here? We've got just about all the food we're going to need to eat. But maybe we should get some more food just in case. Yeah, Alright, just in case we're going to get another one of these. And I think that's going to be it. Because I think I'm squishing my donuts. Put my donuts back on top there. Alright, I think that's going to be it. This is enough food to last me a few days. Until the next time I need to go grocery shopping. And I don't want to carry anymore. So now, we're getting out of here.
Hello.
Hello. Two donuts.
Two donuts. Did you find everything okay?
Yes, I did. Thank you, I will. Alright. And back out of the store we go. Dun dun dun. Sliding door one, vestibule, sliding door two. Now, here's the part where we stand in the middle of the parking lot and look around and try to remember where I parked the car. Oh yes, I think I can see my car's antenna. Yep. Hooray. I found my car. It's a miracle. Now, the big question is it going to open for me? Oh my gosh, it did. It opened. It unlocked the first time. Into my car we go. Dun, 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 dun. And put the groceries on the passenger seat. And we're good to go. And where are we going to go? We're going to go back home so I can put away the groceries, eat some of this food, and then, continue with this show. Duh. So while I'm driving home, why don't you listen to some of this?
would make gusta four cuatros of your most bueno jamos, por favor.
Well, hello and welcome back to the Dubious Goals Committee. My name is Tobe, and earlier I said I was going to go home, but I am not home right now. Actually, I did go home, but now I am out and about again. Oh, those liars on the Weather Channel said it was going to rain all day. It did not rain all day, and so now I'm outside. I'm at Herrenhaven. And I'm standing in the parking lot, and I'm looking at some geese who are sort of down in the ditch. I don't know what they're doing. I'm looking for food. But when I saw giant bird heads in a ditch, I assumed it was turkeys. Only to be mildly surprised that it was not. It was geezers. So let's head into the interior here and see what we can find. Everything is wet. It is a little bit muddy. It did rain earlier today, but it hasn't rained in a while, so let's go see what we can find. I see a strange bit of color down here on the end of this weird path, so I need to come down here and see what this is all about. And it is nothing. It is a piece of discarded orange peel. I thought maybe it was a mushroom or something more interesting. It is not. But there's some weird fungus growing on this log, so that's good. See what that turns into in the next couple weeks. Oh, there's a bunny rabbit. Hi, Mr. Bunny. It is a bit cool out here. It's probably about 55 degrees Fahrenheit. Do the metric conversion at home. And it's a little bit breezy. It's not horrible. You know, it's just kind of that coolness of, oh, it's been a rainy day. You know what I'm talking about. You have rain where you live. I sure hope we can find those baby geezers again. Those goslings. Everybody loves goslings. They're so cute. You want to give them little kisses. All right. I'm on the path that kind of winds its way up into the boardwalk. And, oh, there's somebody out there. Somebody with a camera. But this low-lying area that's right before the boardwalk is, well, I don't want to say flooded, but it has water in it. It's supposed to have water in it when the water level is at its normal height. And it looks like, yeah, I'm looking into the sub pond here, and looks like the water level's up a little bit. You know it's a watery day when you can hear this many frogs. They're having a good time. Oh yeah, this area, all nice and watery. This is a wetlands, after all. There is supposed to be water here. And as I make my way onto the boardwalk here now, oh, what do we see? Geez, not much of anything. One goose and the guy at the end of the boardwalk. There's nothing out here. I'm turning around because I can hear something back in these reeds. I've seen muskrats back in here. And they like to get back in here because they like reeds. They like to... Oh, what's that? What is that? Speak of the devil. There's one right there. Yeah, Mr. Scratty. Hi, Mr. Scratty. Scratties like to eat like cattail shoots, just the roots, and so they'll pull them up and they wash them off and then they give them a chomp. I can't quite get a photograph of this guy. All these reeds are in the way. Oh, and he's moving now anyway. Where is he going? I can kind of follow his ripples, but is he staying in the reeds? Nope, he's weaseling his way out. Uh-oh, maybe I can get a photo. Is he going to come over here? No, he's staying over there. Oh, dag nabbit. That muskrat swum out into open water, and I was getting my camera out of my pocket, and then he dove. He's underwater. I cannot find him. It looks like Mr. Muskrat is gonna make a clean escape. I don't see him popping up anywhere, and I'm looking for him. But, you know, I once read how long these guys could swim underwater, but I can't remember what it is. And it's basically plenty of time that he could pop up anywhere and would probably never find him again. All right, what else we got going on in here today? I'm glad we got to see a scratty. I like scratties. Awesome. As I approach the billabong here, there's a guy here with his daughter who's probably like 3 or 4, and they're looking for frogs. They're frog hunting. And they're watching them hop into the water. So that's awesome. All right, I'm walking by Turtle Bay here. There's a big frog on a log. I can hear cardinals calling at me. There's a lot of birds in here. I can still hear that male cardinal. I can't see him anywhere, but I can hear him. And I'm looking off to my left, and I can see a clump of coprinus mushrooms. Oh, about 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 meters from the path. In some brambles. I cannot get in there to take a picture. Not that I really need to take a picture of that extraordinarily common coprinus, but it is the first coprinus that I have seen this year. I will not take a photo because we'll have ample opportunities to photograph coprinus mushrooms in the coming weeks. And days, for that matter. I mean, this is all gonna bust out this week. This is gonna be the incipient week for fungal growth. And I'm so excited. I've managed to wind myself around to... I don't know what we call this part of the water. There's another little pond here. You gotta understand that these are all actually connected. This is not a separate pond or lake. Gosh, and I can see something down there that... Is that just a log sticking out of the water? Or is that a snapper? See if we can sneak up on this and figure out what it is that I'm looking at here. Because I'm either looking at a log in the water or I am seeing a big snapper. And as I get closer to the water... I see some ripples, just frogs. Oh no, disappointment. The thing that I thought might be a snapper is in fact just a log. But now all this water is moving. There must be some fishies in there, spooked by my presence. I'm gonna see if I can get a little bit closer and see what's in here. I cannot, the water is reflecting. I can't get at the right angle. All right, let's work our way back up the bank here and head into the main blind. And I walk into the blind here. I stick my head out. You know, I don't see much of anything. Some geese swimming around. But I can hear weird noises. And there's lots of little funky ripples in the water. Oh, I see some duckies. Am I hearing fish feed? What is that sound? It's like little... Yeah, I'm seeing fish feeding ripples. That must be what I'm hearing as well. Makes perfect sense. Huh. That's pretty bizarre, actually. But I have been able to, what's the word I'm looking for? Coordinate this sound with the ripples forming, so I guess that mystery is solved. I'm gonna duck out of here. All right. We're leaving the blind. You know what that means. We're heading up into the loop. All right, let's see what or who we can find in the loop here. There are some bugs. I saw one of those giant bumblebees that I like. I wanted him to fly over here so I could record him buzzing. Because they make a lot of noise when they fly. Bzzz. Where did he go? I don't see him. I'm going to stop right here in this location and just stare at the ground for a while, because it's in this area right here where I always find a mushroom called scarlet cups. Scarlet cups are very interesting. They're bright red and they look like the suction cups on the end of suction cup arrows. If you're old enough to remember the bow and arrow sets that used to come with three arrows that were had suction cups on the end of them, you know what I'm talking about. If you're not old enough to know what I mean, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to compare it to. But they're a very shallow cup, and they're bright red, or bright orange, or sort of salmon-y colored. But I do not see any here today. Rest assured, my loyal listeners, that when I find and am able to photograph some scarlet cups, you will get to see them. And I will find some soon. I forgot to mention that this morning when I was out looking for mushrooms, I did find some fresh deer tracks. But I did not manage to find the deer. I thought for sure I was going to run into them, because I was walking on in deer paths in the forest where they likes to hang out. But they either saw me coming and decided to hide, or they had already left the area. I think it's time to start heading out here. I'm going to walk back across the land bridge over the billabong here and looking around, and who do I see? Oh, here's these two geese right here having a good time, having some goosey snacks. Are you guys hungry? That's good. Okay, that's a good place for some yummy food, huh? Yeah, they're pretty hungry, having some goose dinner. I haven't been paying attention, but I just walked by the cut that enables us to look out into the Mulhall's property, and well, we've got a pond there now. There's a big depression. Actually, there's like two or three, but one of them fills up with water every year, and it's a temporary duck pond for a couple of weeks. It's awesome. But anyway, I just took a look at the clock. It's 1958 UTC, and that means I got to start winding this show down, which is just as well, because I'm walking by the dragonfly pond. I'm behind the building here at Heron Haven, and I'm probably only about 40 steps from my car. So, seems like this is as good a time as any to say you have been listening to the Dubious Forest Committee. My name is Tobe. I'm your chairman and host and chief mushroom and marmot spotter. This show airs every day at 19:30 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and each and every day to see what wacky antics I get up to next. What day is this? Oh yes, this is a barnacle day, so stay tuned right after this show to hear the sound show genre mix and discussion starring our very own barnacle. As for me, I'm standing out in the forest, so I can't do many special effects. You're not going to get much, but you will get one of these. See you later.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line.